You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, CBS soap opera fans. It's Soap Dirt on YouTube, and we want to talk about Young the Restless, couple shakeups, breakups, and makeups. We have got hints that there are three splits coming and possibly four new pairings, and we want to talk about whose romances are hitting the skids and what new couples might come out of all the big spoilers coming over the next couple of weeks. Before we dig into who's going to break up, if you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our Young and the Restless spoilers, casting news, and other updates. So we have got three potential breakups that we see coming based on events that are in play right now and official spoilers ahead. The first couple should be obvious if you think about who's about to break up on Young and the Restless. These two names should pop into your head. That is Kyle Abbott and Summer Newman. Her siding with her fibbing mom, Phyllis Summers, will no doubt ruin their marriage. It's hard to even see how there's a path forward. It's not so much that she lied and covered for Phyllis, it's that she lied and covered for Phyllis while deliberately hurting his mom, leaving his mom to rot in jail. If she was just covering for Phyllis and Phyllis was targeting someone else, you know, he would probably say that's not cool, but he'd overlook it. But basically, Summer was happy to leave her mom rotting in jail, his mom rotting in jail indefinitely because her mom decided to have this petty revenge thing. And she knew and was making no move to help his mom and was even continuing to insult his mom. It's very hard to see how Kyle is going to tolerate this. And it seems like the writing is on the wall for Kyle and Summer. The next couple that we see splintering is Nick Newman and Sally Spectra. Right now, they seem great. Nick told her he loved her. He promised he's going to be there. All that's about to change, and it starts with that champagne bottle that we saw last week and that we are seeing again this week. That champagne bottle is a harbinger of a threat against Sharon, and Nick has to be there to protect Sharon, and that means that his relationship with Sally is going to hit the skids soon. I expect Sally will be under standing for as long as she can, but Nick being drawn back into his exit's orbit is going to be a big problem. So I see Nick and Sally hitting the rocks soon. Finally, the third couple we want to talk about is Chance Chancellor and Sharon Newman. While they're not like sleeping together that we've seen, they were definitely warming up. They've had a few dates. And I think that that is going to get chilled out. There's going to be a kibosh on that relationship because I have him down as one of the possible new couples with a different partner than her and her moving back into an old relationship. So the three breakups that we are predicting is Kyle and Summer, Nick and Sally, and Chance and Sharon, which is more just a chilling than a breakup. So now let's talk about the four new couples we see forming out of this. First and foremost, with Summer Newman dumped by Kyle, and I expect a pretty serious breakup, not just let's go on a break, but how could you do this? It's a total betrayal. We're over. And they have broken up in a big way before, so this is not unprecedented. But I am kind of getting this vibe. Let me know in the comments if you see this vibe. I'm getting a vibe about Summer and Chance. He covered for her with Kyle. He knew that she was lying about finding out already, yet he covered for her. And then she turned around and met him at the coffee shop and thanked him and basically said he's the only person out of all of Genoa City who is allowing her the space to have her feelings about this. So first she was kind of trying to help him get the goods on Diane, and now he thinks that she found out later that Phyllis was alive, which is accurate. So the lie she told Chance was about when she knew about her mom. So, but it looks like Summer and Chance are both going to be single soon. They have some chemistry. They're putting them in a bunch of scenes together. And they are actually age appropriate. You might not believe this, but the actress who plays Summer is actually 3 years older than the actor who plays Chance Chancellor. Connor Floyd is only 29, according to our research, while Allison Lanier is 32. And currently, they have him paired with Sharon Case, who is 52. So Sharon is 23 years older than him. So Summer and Chance is a much more age-appropriate pairing, although Sharon Case looks so much younger than she is. But Summer and Chance makes sense if Summer's marriage falls apart like we think it's going to. However, we don't expect Sharon to be alone because we anticipate that this storyline is the one that brings Nick and Sharon back together. A lot of people have been hoping for a chic reunion for a while. And remember, Adam Newman told Sally Spectra that Sharon is the big love of Nick's life. And of course, when things start back with Nick and Sharon, it initially is not a romance. It's going to be Nick protecting Sharon because they're going to realize with some events coming that the returning threat from the past is Cameron Kirsten, played by Lyndon Ashby. While we knew there was a blast from her past coming, we didn't know exactly who it was. If you check our Young and the Restless playlist, you can see we did one on who the real threat is and revealing who it is. And we were debating between Matt Clark and Cameron Kirsten. Now it's pretty much confirmed that it is Cameron Kirsten because actor Lyndon Ashby, who plays the part, has already put his new 2023 scenes on his IMDb. I don't know if they told him to do that as a leak or if he just jumped the gun or whoever manages his IMDb page jumped the gun. But with Cameron back, that's a serious threat to Sharon, and that means Nick is going to protect her. And you know how Nick is, he loves to play White Knight. While he's playing White Knight, we definitely expect he and Sharon to spark again, especially because of the next couple that we see reuniting, which is Sally and Adam. Adam is playing a long game. Adam is waiting in the wings. Adam is reassuring Sally that he loves her. He wants to be with her. He wants to marry her. He wants to be a full-time partner to her and parent to their baby daughter that's on the way. But Sally said, forget me, go find somebody else. He's not going to do that. He's just going to wait for Nick to screw it up. And lo and behold, he doesn't have to wait too long. He already told Nick that he could just wait for Nick to screw it up. And it looks like that Adam has waited patiently for the right thing. May Sweeps says that Adam is waiting in the wings and will use Nick's absence from Sally to discredit him. And of course, May Sweeps is winding down and this plot is cranking up. And so with Sally alone and pregnant, that's the door wide open for her to reunite with Adam. And when Sally sees that Nick is going to give all of his energy to Sharon, which is understandable given the threat, but Sally's patience can only go so far when she is pregnant and lonely and he just told her he loves her and then is basically going to bail on her. So the fourth couple, we have Kyle and question mark. Okay, because we have two different ideas, two different single ladies that are age appropriate for him that we think might work out. And one of them is Elena Dawson and the other is Audra Charles. Now, right away, Elena would be a much better match for Kyle because she's a nice person. She's a sweet person. She will not do him dirty, although admittedly, she did cheat on Devon with Nate. And then, of course, she lost Nate. When he cheated, they say how you meet him is how you lose him, right? So Elena might be a good match, though, for Kyle because they have both been recently lied to and betrayed by their partners. And so they might commiserate. And then you never know. They might partner up. That might be sweet. However, Audra Charles is single. She just kind of got closure with Tucker McCall this week. They had been in bed together for a while and working together. And then she set her sight on Nate Hastings, but Nate has made it clear that he only wants Victoria. However, he has agreed that they can work together to sabotage people and do some corporate intrigue, and he hopes to be able to put her in charge of Newman Media, but he's not planning on getting in a romance with her. However, Audra may set her sights on Kyle if he is suddenly single. That makes him a wealthy, eligible bachelor, and he is a powerhouse at a family corporation too. If things don't work out for her at Newman, she might make the hop to Jabot and hop right on Kyle. However, I would much rather see him with Elena, truth be told. If you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our Young and the Restless spoilers, news, and updates. And then in the comments, we would love to hear your thoughts. The three breakups, do you agree? Kyle and Summer are headed for a split. Nick and Sally are headed for a split, and Chance and Sharon are doomed before they get off the ground. And then we see new couples, possibly Summer and Chance getting together, Nick and Sharon reuniting, Sally and Adam re-sparking, and then Kyle with Elena, Audra, someone new. Let us know what you think in the comments below.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.